Welcome everyone to the revamped TourCast. Here we are. New
Woot. Where are all them white women at?
Where are all the white girls at? Right, white women.
White women.
They're right here on TourCast with us.
Yeah.
TourCast is a new version. So now we're changing some things up from the TourCast situation. Normally you have about an hour of us talking about sports news, Urban Dictionary Word of the Week, and then whatever the else. Okay? That's gonna be a little bit of the same. But right now, we're gonna do 5 sections this week. We're going to have our sports section, and we're going to have 4 individual sections led by each of us.
Yep.
So there's going to be me, there's going to be Shane, John, and Anthony. You guys are joining me here today. Yeah. We're all hosting TourCast. Woo-hoo. We're all going to have our own nice little segment.
Hell yeah.
And they're going to be short and concise. So our new format, hopefully, is easier for people at home to listen to. And that's about it, because it makes more editing work for me. So I'm doing this for the people.
For the people.
We're doing this for the people.
We the people.
Now, if you like the long form, there will be a supercut at the end of the week also, where there's a big supercut about an hour and a half long of us, or you can listen to the 15 to 20 minute little cuts that we put out for you guys. Fair?
So each of our segments will be their own little thing?
Yeah.
Word. So when one person's getting a lot of clicks and 3 of us are just, fuck.
No, it's a good way for us to all be contributors, to all be the internet superstars that we are, to all be the highest viewed
Click
podcast
me.
On this table. That table. Let's do it. But I should remind you that these episodes are sponsored by American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill, located across from the Martin's Gas Pumps in Gateway Plaza off of Route 7, featuring 60 Cent Jumbo Wings.
Oh.
Hold on there, Shane. See, I got him. I saw him wing. I saw him wing. Featuring 60 Cent Jumbo Wings. 60 Cent Jumbo Wings on Sundays. Who's got the favorite sauce of this week? Mango habanero?
I tell you my favorite sauce every week.
Right.
I told it last week with a jingle.
Did you?
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
I was like, wait a minute. John, what did you say last week? You said honey hot last week.
No.
Yeah.
Habanero.
No, you said honey hot, I think.
No, habanero.
I heard it at the show.
No, I said honey hot.
Did you say honey hot?
Like 2 weeks
Shit.
Ago.
Shit. I feel like I listen to the show more than anybody, and I don't even get that right. But you can get those on Sundays. Get ready for your NASCAR. Your football's over.
How did that make you feel?
It's weird, right? Because I know people like NASCAR, but I do not. And we had that NASCAR sponsor ad for so long. Also, Sliders, 3 for $5.49. They consist of hamburger, cheeseburgers, pulled pork, and steak and cheese. You can get those. American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill. Good friends. Good food. Good times.
Hey, stay quiet. Good job. High five.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
I just want to let it be known while you were doing that ad, I played a quick round of Sports Jeopardy here, and I got all the questions right.
Fuck yeah.
For Sports Illustrated swimsuit models.
Woo!
Yes!
High that's fives. Where the white women at.
I was pretty... That's a man.
That's a man.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. That's we're gonna speaking of sports stuff, this is our sports section. Here's sports section, everybody. Who wants to kick off some sports stuff? I have nothing other than the Super Bowl.
The only thing really going on really right now is what? The NBA.
Pro Bowl.
Again, the only thing really going on right now is the NBA.
The best hands competition.
He did, but...
Yeah, I like how they brought the skills back.
It was nice.
And I'm just glad it's back to NFC versus AFC. So the NFC can show we're a way better conference than those in the AFC.
Whoa,
everybody
Jesus,
already knows
Christ,
that.
Shane. I gotta bleep that. God, don't you say it, too.
There it is.
4 minutes. 2 bleeps. Jesus Christ. We're starting out hot. Okay. Sports news. New format.
The big
same
thing
bleeps.
Is...
So you mean we can't say...
Fuck you, John. Go fuck yourself.
The real big thing on really right now is the NBA.
Yes.
Which, you know, most of us at the table really don't care. What's the big news in the NBA?
Rajon Rondo and the Bulls.
Yep.
Okay, bigger than that.
Carmelo Anthony?
Rajon Rondo and the Bulls?
Where is Carmelo going to end up?
Boston. Are you team who?
Where is Melo going to end up?
Boston.
Cleveland.
Chicago.
They call Cleveland, hey, we'll give you Carmelo for Kevin Love. Cleveland goes, I don't think so. They call Boston.
Well, what did Cleveland say that for? Because Cleveland, they need a playmaker.
They got fucking, what are you talking, what?
That's what LeBron James said.
Have you not been listening to the last fucking week?
No.
We need a playmaker. We need a playmaker.
Motherfucker, what are you? What are you?
They're both those motherfuckers make plays.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cleveland tells Phil no.
Sure.
Whatever. He calls Boston. Boston goes, no.
Yeah.
No. They call
who? Who'd he call?
Boston.
Wahlberg at the table, everybody.
Boston goes, we want Courtney Lee. We don't want Carmelo Anthony. Now we're going to keep him. Then they call the Clippers. They tell the Clippers, we will trade you Carmelo. You do not have to give us Chris Paul. You do not have to give us Blake Griffin or DeAndre Jordan. We will take role players. Just take him.
Yeah.
How bad do the Knicks want to get rid of Carmelo Anthony?
Bring him down to Washington.
No, we'll I don't want fucking Melo. He doesn't win. He's never been part of a winner. He's a me player. That's why LeBron doesn't want him. That's why Chris Paul doesn't want to play with him.
But he would make Washington a lot better.
No, he wouldn't. How's he going to make Washington better?
How can they get worse?
Okay, they've won 15 straight games.
They cannot show up.
I think they're the fourth or fifth best team in the East right now. They don't need
right now
Carmelo Anthony.
Right now.
Right now.
That's a great song.
So where does Melo? Where does Melo end up?
Washington.
I still think he ends up in Cleveland.
Boston.
I think he stays.
Or in LA.
But if we're picking a spot, I think it's Cleveland. Realistically, I think he stays in LA. New York, and if that, they just kind of cut ties at some point.
He's owed $58 million over the next 2 seasons.
That's nothing in basketball.
Mm-mm. Cleveland?
Yeah.
Salary is $127 million. Yeah. The next closest is $114, the Warriors. The gap between the Warriors and the Cavs is bigger than the gap from 2 to the Knicks at 11.
Right.
The Cavs had to pay over $14 million in luxury tax. The Clippers had to pay 1.5.
Damn.
Because LeBron, and in the end, LeBron has basically put this team together.
Yeah.
Why don't they give me that luxury tax? I'll take it.
I'll get you some luxury, John.
Sweet.
I mean, Carmelo Anthony has never been a superstar to lead a team into the playoffs, to the finals, nothing. He's a scorer. That's all he's ever been. That's all he ever wants to be. He's got to have the ball. He's got to be dominant. But LeBron doesn't want to play with him.
Right.
They can say all they want how Wade could have went to New York. No. He didn't want to go play with Carmelo.
No, Wade wanted to go to Chicago because of everything that was happening.
But, so you have Chris Paul and the Clippers who could get Carmelo Anthony who could really help them. With no scorer, you have to stop. They don't want him. His best buddy in Cleveland says they need another playmaker because, you know, LeBron doesn't want to do it on his own.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't his choice.
Really? The only thing LeBron doesn't do in Cleveland is own the team. Come on.
He might. We don't know.
Right. LeBron wants a scapegoat, is what he wants. That way, if they fail the Warriors, it's not LeBron's fault. Well, you know, we didn't mesh well with Melo. It's just not really working.
I don't think that would matter. The headline would still read LeBron James failed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. It wouldn't matter who's on that team.
I've never been a fan of Carmelo or anything. Never.
I like Melo.
I like Melo.
Yeah.
You can't win with Carmelo Anthony.
You can't. I'm going to try.
He's number one. Boston has a prime opportunity.
They could get him.
But they're not going to give up the assets.
No. Fuck no.
Bring him to D.C.
Bring him to D.C.
Damn it.
Send him back to Denver. Fuck it.
They don't want him either. Just all the shit with the Chicago Bulls. Oh, my God.
You want to talk about the Bulls some? So what exactly happened first to get the Instagram post? That
is
mattered so much.
Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade basically called everybody out and says, you know, we need to pick it up.
Right. They're not winning.
They called it out over the media.
Yeah, they went to the media and called out all the young guys.
Okay.
And that's when Rondo took offense to it and went, you know, my veterans would have never done this.
Okay.
Posting the picture of KG and Paul Pierce. We'd have handled it in-house.
Sure.
If you got an issue, you bring them in and you take care of it. You don't go to the media. And now, basically, they said that the...
You gotta keep talking.
John handed him the phone.
Sorry.
You're supposed to keep talking.
Breaking news.
That's how this thing works. Like, I slide you the notes, you keep talking, you look.
My bad. Now they basically reports are the team is rifted. You have Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade and everybody else. And as John just showed me, Butler and Wade are coming off the bench for disciplinary reasons.
Okay. So they're just not starting.
Yeah.
But so, what's the proper way to handle it to get your young guys to do it? Because I agree that the mature way to do it is to do it in house.
Yeah,
but it's not. I don't think it's necessarily the wrong idea to do it in front of the media.
Well, see, and that's the thing is Wade is down south.
Sure,
you're in a big, I guess not like a East Coast Hollywood type
Southeast
setting
would be considered part of the East Coast Hollywood.
So. One way to get to your team is going through the media. Yeah. Maybe that's how Wade got all of his team's attention, where Rondo was with Kevin Garnett and
Paul Pierce, Ray Allen.
Yeah, and they were just, you know,
KG, keep that shit in the house.
Let's have a meeting. I'm going to tell you how I really feel.
Sure, but KG had played for like 20 years. You know?
Right.
Like
the respect factor.
It's a little different. And the media's changed in that time frame, too.
And plus, the media personnel might be different up there versus down but there.
You keep it in-house, you know what? You try to light the fire. Then if it doesn't work, then you go through.
Who's to say that it didn't do that?
Right.
They didn't.
But we don't know that.
They said they didn't. According to them, this is what
Or maybe they did and it fell on deaf ears. Maybe probably. It wasn't looked at as that kind of thing, you know, because we don't know. We're not there.
No.
But if you go to the media and say, you know, our young guys really need to pick it up. You know, we're not meshing well as a team right now.
Yeah, ask you, okay, so what do you think your biggest problem is? Oh, well, you know, but then again, Jimmy Butler making all the money. Dwayne Wade's coming in making 10 times more money than he should.
Sure.
They have to take, well, you know, maybe we need to step up and we need to bring the young guys together and stuff. Oh, no, they're just not playing well.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I think it's not a bad way to rib your young guys to get them to like, okay, well, now we're in the spotlight. Now we need to fucking pick it up.
Rondo should be thrown on the fucking bus for saying, you maybe should have went about this a different way. Because a lot of the young guys now is the young generation where you're going to fucking call me out? You ain't doing shit either. This team is bad.
True.
And it could backfire completely, and the young guys could just be like, nah, fuck down.
But an Instagram post is kind of high schoolers. You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of girly.
But where the young guys, where are the young guys focused at now?
They're on their phone. Everyone's focused on their phone.
Everybody's here.
Everyone you see is buried.
Everybody's here.
Right.
So how do you know, maybe Wade tried to approach this in-house and he just sees everybody like this?
Sure.
On their phone.
Instead of trying to hang around for a meeting or something, they're
everybody, in the locker. Everybody's tweeting. Everybody's posting pictures on Instagram.
Sure.
What better way to get somebody's attention than through the media?
Just fucking do it.
Right.
If they're gonna see it.
And look, now you got everybody pissed off. Now I got your attention now.
Yeah.
I don't blame Rondo for doing what he did either.
Well, no, because Rondo's used to having, that situation.
The problem is the Chicago Bulls brought Rondo in as a leader. Well, it is proven when Garnett and Pierce left Boston, when he was in Dallas, Rondo is not a leader. He's a follower.
Yep.
He needs dudes who can take control and demand of him like Garnett and Pierce did.
Right.
Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade don't do that.
No.
Right.
They never have.
No.
They're more of a lead by example.
Sure. But, they all fit. They're just not like.
Honestly, what the Bulls need to do is blow it up and start over. Because what do they got?
What the Bulls need to do is just lock them all in the fucking room and be like, look, don't come out until you can get along.
Yeah. You're in timeout. You stay here. Fucking pick up your toys.
Come out after you guys.
Do they do something to blow the team up?
Yeah, I do. I do think so.
But honestly, outside of Rondo, Butler, and Wade, can you tell me one player on the Chicago Bulls team?
No.
Is Jim Noe still there?
No, he's not.
He's in New York.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I can name two.
Two more.
Gibson and Doug McDermott.
Who?
Doug McDermott.
Exactly.
You know, big old Dougie.
Doug McDermott. Dougie fresh from Creighton.
Yeah, Doug McDermott.
So you ain't got shit.
He's a white guy.
Yeah. That's why John doesn't know.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's not on my radar.
He's the minority.
So you have. This is the one sport that actually. Yeah.
15 minutes, bleep. Number three.
That's not so bad.
I said minority.
I do you like your. Say, the wave file for you laughing.
I was going to.
But. So they only have one tradable asset, and it's Jimmy Butler.
Sure.
And they just signed him to that massive contract.
Ain't nobody gonna take that.
Bullshit.
I think any team would.
You know what? They can have Bradley Beal. I'll take Jimmy Butler.
Sure. Basketball teams have money to spend. Is that all the NBA stuff?
Other than LeBron crying every night, but.
Well, what else is new? As he made a career out of that.
He's old crybaby.
Do you want to get into Super Bowl talk?
Sure.
So, over the weekend, we had the NFC and AFC championship games. Patriots did their thing.
Destroyed Pittsburgh.
Who cares?
Atlanta did their thing.
Let's move on.
Green Bay.
Destroyed next. Green Bay. What do you mean? What next?
I don't know anything but this.
You don't? Why?
Because.
Did you want to go back to last week and talk about the moment of silence again?
Nope.
Sure?
I don't want to talk about football's over.
No, football's still going on.
No, it's
this
not.
Is big. So, let me ask you this. Hold on. Would you rather? Who would you rather see this win the Super Bowl?
I don't care.
Atlanta.
The refs.
So Atlanta's a good one.
Quit being fucking sour.
They have, shut up. They have them.
Make Atlanta. A damn pick, John.
Atlanta.
I make a pick.
Remember how I said earlier before we started?
Atlanta, bitch.
No, no non-answers. I want an answer from you. So we've got Atlanta who's never won before. Matt Ryan is playing lights out. He's playing super well.
He's got ice in his veins.
Ice in his veins.
Yeah. Matty Ice, baby.
It's just a good team put together. So that, that'd be a fun story. That'd be a good story. Nice to see Atlanta win one. But then you have the Patriots.
No, I don't want to hear that because that's going to be like, oh, Tom Brady.
The drive, 4-5.
Then you have the Patriots. Team back after the greatest quarterback to ever play. Taking his team back to the Super Bowl. Can you imagine the headlines if they win and Roger Goodell has to hand him a trophy did after suspending
it? They've been
Goodell
talking said. About that shit.
He goes, really? I'll be proud to hand Tom Brady a Lombardi. Bullshit.
And a fucking letter says, and he got 6 more games. Like, he's suspended again.
It's going to be on the backside of the trophy. I'm like, here, just read this one.
He's going to walk on the game and like, let the field crew know, like, you can't let Tom Brady win this game. Do whatever. Turn the sprinklers on. Fucking pop those balls.
Check
do
those something. Balls 3 times.
Get him out. Because I am not going on there to hand him a Robert Kraft fucking trophy
is
again.
It the ultimate redemption story if Brady just goes out and they hammer the Falcons and... Which I don't think will happen, but
I don't know if it's the ultimate redemption story. I think it's just a matter of fact of it doesn't matter what you do. You're not going to stop. The organization can't stop Tom Brady, much like any team. You know?
He threw 33 touchdowns and 4 picks and missed 4 games.
Yeah, he had...
He's going to be in the top 3 in the MVP voting and missed a quarter of the season.
He's fucking awesome. Fucking awesome.
Anyone's played 5 more years.
See the greatest quarterback ever of all time?
Yeah.
I'm saying yeah.
He's got 24 playoff wins. Could have 5 Lombardi trophies.
Maybe.
As long as he doesn't play a fuck quarterback named Eli, he's usually pretty good.
Usually.
He's usually a betting favorite.
But are you guys all taking Atlanta to win the Super Bowl?
Until Matty Ice kicks his ass.
Because he's got ice in his veins.
Yeah.
I want to pick Atlanta, ice. But my brain says it's going to be
Atlanta.
That's all you got?
I can't keep singing. We're going to get copywritten.
Yeah, he's so good. It would pop up in the automated system.
Oh. Start singing badly.
He's just calling his voice.
See? There you
much
go.
Like that.
That's not going
that
to pop
was,
up.
Don't ever do that again. I'll take Atlanta, too. Little different.
Swoopy
little
swap.
Variety.
I'm taking Brady for 5.
What?
I'm taking Tom for 5.
Big time Timmy Jam there.
He'll tie Dallas in San Francisco by himself for Super Bowl trophies.
Big time Timmy Jam.
Oh, and there ain't nothing to say he won't win 6, maybe 7.
You doing all right over there?
He's trying to take fuck Snapchat.
Oh, okay. I was other sports news.
That's a good one.
Trumbo's back with the O's.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Oh, so Harry
Potter. 3-year, what? $34 million deal?
What do we need to do
Welcome
now?
Welcome back, Trumbo.
They need to send it to your
wife. Yes. Yeah.
But did you see what he said? He goes, he hardly even talked with any other team.
Good.
He goes, I wanted to come back here.
We need more people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he originally wanted 70 to 80 million and we got him for 34? That just means Mancini probably won't be on the...
well, he probably took a cut so we can get a pitcher.
Who you want to get? Doug Fister's still out there. Hey, we could bring back Wieters on a real big discount.
Is that Oklahoma? Yeah, not sure what that accent was.
Somewhere out west.
Yeah. Any other sports news?
Ernest Kanter is the biggest idiot in the NBA.
He punched a chair and fractures for him?
Yep.
Fucking dumbass.
Look at the stats.
Might as well smoke dope while he's at it. Fucking idiot.
God, no. God, no.
Why you gotta get so mad at something you break forearm? You know?
Randy Orton did it by just...
He was hyping himself up.
Yeah, yeah. But this is like...
He's getting hyped.
Getting pissed off He's and just bro. Wrecking shit and fucking yourself up. Bunch. Like,
why are you making noise?
Nobody can hear it.
Oh, I'm sure it's there. I can hear it. When I listen back to it, my 5.1 headphones are going to be like, ah, I hear it.
Crinkling.
Yeah, Ennis Kanter, dumbass.
Dumbass of the week?
Also, don't wear that mustache.
Or Ennis Kanter.
Look at that mustache. Right behind you. He's looking at you.
Look at that fucking 80s porn star shit.
In the corner there? Oh, it's gone.
I saw him.
All right. I think that's it for sports news. We out.
Peace.
We out.
We out.
That was segment 1.
Sweet.
Hey.